Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 38. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 25. Daytime highs approaching 62. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies. Dry with temperatures above average Wednesday and Thursday and highs in the mid-50s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 9 degrees above zero.
Kansas, Mid-America with news. I'm Andy Hoosier. One legislative bill moving through the legislature this year may be going back to the drawing board after legislators have spent hours throughout this session working on a bill that would potentially ban cell phone use within public schools. As KSNT News reports that many legislators have been unable to come to a consensus on whether or not to ban these cell phones and whether that ban should also apply to private schools within the state. According to the original draft of the Senate Bill 281, they say it has left a bell-to-bell ban on cell phones use within all Kansas schools, but some argue that it should not apply to private schools. In other news, with most of the wildfires mostly contained in western Kansas now, roughly 300,000 acres of land have been burned by the Ranger Road fire alone. And it's been rough on many farmers and cattle ranchers. They say one cattle rancher in Ashland, Kansas, lost roughly 300 head due to the fire. They say while it has been a major hit, it is only a fraction of what some of the losses have been when they suffered the 2017 Starbuck fire, but still harms many ranchers in the area.
It's not rock and roll. It's not country either. It's Shane Smith and the Saints. Live Free Tour coming to First Council Casino Friday, February 27th. Shane Smith and the Saints with special guests. Tickets are on sale now at 7clans.com. The 7clans Players Club are charged by phone 866-966-1777. Don't miss Shane Smith and the Saints at 7clans First Council Casino and Resort in Newkirk.
It's cold outside, but spring mowing season will be here soon. Now is the time to get your mower to Maximum Outdoor for the Briggs & Stratton Winter Service Special. Save 15% off winter service labor or 50% off pickup and delivery within a 25-mile radius now through February. Avoid the spring service crunch and save money with the Briggs & Stratton Winter Service Special. South of 21st and Andover Road or West location, south of Kellogg on West Street or MaximumOutdoor.com.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
It was a big weekend for Kansas State University after celebrating their 80th anniversary and a new and improved arena for the largest student-run rodeo in the nation that happens every year in Manhattan, Kansas at Kansas State. As KSNT News reports it, according to the Kansas State University College Rodeo, it is the largest student-led rodeo in the country. It's also celebrating a new rodeo head coach, with this past weekend hosting its first rodeo in the newly built Bilbrey Family Event Center.
Stepping into this with this event center, this is very unique. There's not a lot of facilities like this within the United States that even host a college rodeo, much less have an event center like this on campus.
So it's definitely been great having Christy here. She brings energy to practice. She brings energy to everything. And it's just really great to have a head coach, you know, helping us practice, helping us improve. And just her being here has been great for us.
The new head coach, Christy Broderick, has more than 25 years of coaching and education experience in the team. Mid-America Network News.
As a business owner, you've worked hard to build your operation. Faced with constant challenges, we know how important it is when it comes to protecting the future of your company. Blue Valley Insurance offers a variety of plans to ensure you're properly covered, from shielding you against financial loss to protecting your employees. With one comprehensive policy, you know you'll have the coverage you need when you need it. Contact Blue Valley Insurance with offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Changes going on through the Nebraska Chamber of Commerce and Industry after the announcement over the weekend of Todd Bingham, the current president and CEO of Nebraska's largest statewide business lobbying group, has officially announced his retirement. According to the Nebraska Examiner, the Nebraska Chamber of Commerce and Industry announced that they will be searching for their next leader, as the chamber has been a key voice for businesses within the state since 1912. Bingham has been in the position for just over a year, and so far the chamber has not announced the reason for his departure. Archer. Bingham was selected for the top position back in April of last year in 2025 by a search committee that included the state chamber board members and business leaders as he replaced a Brian Sloan, who had been president and CEO for roughly 7 years in the organization. Bingham went into the position with more than 30 years of experience as a registered lobbyist and following the lengthy service in the state of Utah with various business associations. So far, the organization has not announced any leads for the new potential leader. Mid-America Network News.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall and Washington County Commissioners' meetings last week were mostly routine business. Marshall County Board went into executive session several times for over an hour for discussion of non-elected personnel employee evaluations and also met with the county councilor on matters related to potential litigation. Nemahal County Commissioners held a special meeting Friday to review and approve accounts payable vouchers. No other county business was on the agenda. USD 322 Onega held a final informational meeting in Wheaton Sunday regarding the upcoming bond issue at the March 3rd election. Two separate questions will be on the ballot. A $10 million request would fund a new elementary wing with a storm shelter, plus renovations to the district multipurpose room with plumbing and restroom updates at the middle and high school buildings. Another $2 million request would fund HVAC updates at the middle school and north gym with high school window replacement and roof repairs. Again, they'll be on the ballot March 3rd for USD 322 Onega. Registration deadline is Monday for a three-night burn school through River Valley Extension District with classes in Washington planned February 26th, March 5th, and March 19th at 6 p.m. The first evening session will cover an introduction to prescribed burning with ecology, history, and land management. The second session will cover practical considerations such as equipment, safety, and planning. And the final session will discuss how to build a burn plan. Attendance at one, two, or three sessions is optional, but RSVP is requested for those planning to attend the free meetings open to the public beginning February 26th. Contact the River Valley Extension District office at Washington County, 785-325-2121. Meetings will be held at the FNB Bank Basement Meeting Room in Washington. Gage County Storm Spotter Training is Wednesday, February 26th at 6:30 at the Homestead National Monument Park at Beatrice. Hosted by Gage, Jefferson, and Saline County Emergency Management Agencies, training will be provided by National Weather Service personnel. No RSVP required. Public is welcome Wednesday evening at 6:30 at the Homestead National Monument at Beatrice. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall's recent stop in Marysville was our public affairs program this past weekend. If you missed the conversation, it's available as a download podcast at our website at kndyradio.com. Stephen M. Coppice, age 70, of Marysville, passed away February 15th. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Crossing Church in Marysville. Burial in the Deer Creek Cemetery north of Marysville. Visitation Monday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Stephen Coppice. Sylvia J. Grabhorn, age 88, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. Private family graveside service will be scheduled at the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Sylvia Grabhorn.
Nowadays, managing your finances should not be strenuous, and now it certainly isn't with our mobile banking app alerts. You can receive immediate, real-time alerts straight to your device. Purchases, deposits, charges, and even balance updates. We've got you covered. Designed to keep you in sync with your finances, giving you peace of mind and control over your money. You'll never overlook a transaction with these real-time notifications. It's convenience and peace of mind put together, right at your fingertips. Download our banking app today and make money management effortless, because with us, you are always in the know. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, meatloaf, mashed potatoes, vegetable blend, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, chicken pot pie casserole with a biscuit, Brussels sprouts, peaches, and a cookie. Key Indy News time is 7:13.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. South winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Partly sunny skies throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Westerly winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then mostly cloudy skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then rain showers are likely throughout Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Staying sunny throughout Thursday with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s, and mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. More sunshine and even warmer throughout Friday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. More sunshine as we head into Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s, then a slight chance for some snow showers throughout Saturday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late February 46, record high on this date 81. The average low 22 and the record low is 4 below zero. Sunset this evening 6:12 with sunrise in the morning at 7:10. 9 degrees ought to wake you up this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 23rd of February. Key Indy Y News Time 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hanover Hospital and Clinic is excited to welcome nurse practitioner Lydia Easterberg to our growing care team. Lydia is passionate about serving Hanover and the surrounding communities by building lasting relationships with patients and focusing on prevention, education, and personalized care. She'll be working alongside nurse practitioners Jada Edgar and Aubrey Schaefer and Dr. Tyler Shriver. Trusted care, close to home. Now with even more providers ready to care for you at Hanover Hospital and Warren Clinic.
NBA taking notice. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Golden State was shorthanded, still beat Denver. Warriors a 33-16 advantage in the fourth quarter, and they win 128-117. Nikola Jokic, 35-point triple-double in the loss. Thunder hold off the Cavaliers, 121-113. Celtics beat the Lakers, 111-89 in Los Angeles on the day the Lakers unveil a statue for former coach Pat Riley. Magic, 111-109 over the Clippers. Knicks hand the Bulls a ninth straight loss. Mavs beat the Pacers and snap a 10-game losing streak. Olympics closing yesterday with the U.S. capturing gold in men's hockey, 2-1 over Canada. Jack Hughes with the golden goal.
Overtime, anything can happen. I mean, they have very skilled players. We have very skilled players. It's just up and down the rink, you know, kind of like a little grudge match, like who's going to make the first mistake.
U.S. finishing with a total of 33 medals. The Americans finishing second to Norway in both total medals and gold medals. College, top-ranked UConn, 43-point win over Providence, which had more turnovers than points. 38 points, 39 turnovers. Also on the women's side, number two UCLA clinching the Big Ten outright. 20-point win over Wisconsin. Third-ranked South Carolina, 37-point win over Ole Miss. Also in the SEC, Texas and LSU with 50-point wins. Number five Vanderbilt gets past Kentucky, 81-79 to remain unbeaten at home. A couple of top 10 teams losing yesterday. Number six Michigan falls to 13th-ranked Iowa, 62-44, while Clemson rallies at home to beat 9th-ranked Duke.
The streak is over! And the Blue Devils are unbeaten no more in the ACC!
Saw it on ESPN2. Duke has its 17-game win streak and 22-game conference win streak snapped. Virginia goes on the road, wins at Louisville 74-72, a game that Louisville was favored by 14.5. The NFL Competition Committee says probably won't have an attempt to ban the tush push this year.
Woo-hoo! Hear that? That's what having fewer hot flashes and night sweats can sound like. Veozah is the number one prescribed hormone-free treatment FDA approved for moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms, also known as hot flashes and night sweats, due to menopause. Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's Veozah.com.
All year long, my family is on the road, college sports to school, and good and bad weather. If your family relies on tires like mine, stop in at Hilltop Tires in Marysville and find a perfect fit for your needs. This is Layla Headke, and with every major tire brand available, my dad, Bryce, and the crew aim to keep your family safe for any travel. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Find Hilltop Tires below the old water tower in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Customs officials say that by the end of today, they will stop collecting import fees imposed last year by President Trump after the Supreme Court ruled that they're illegal. Trump is imposing a new 15% global tariff under a different law. Investors are stepping back to study the new tariff rules, pulling stock futures lower. On Friday, the Dow Jones rose 231 points to end the week at 49,626. The S&P gained 7/10. The Nasdaq added 9/10 going into the weekend. A fierce winter storm centered off the East Coast has brought up to a foot of snow to the New York City area, crippling travel and knocking out power to hundreds of thousands. It's the first time in a decade that Philadelphia has been under a blizzard warning. And Oreo lovers, set your sights on Krispy Kreme tomorrow. The donut chain is launching what it calls a limited edition collection of Oreo-inspired donuts that will go along with a menu mainstay, the Oreo Cookies and Cream Donut. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
There will be a land auction in Nemahal County Saturday, February 28th for the Havercamp Family Trust, property located southeast of Seneca. This is a very nice farm with rural water meter, would make a great building site, being located a half mile off US 36. A nice combination of pasture and farmland would support a cattle operation. 78 acres more or less. Property has 52 acres of tillable farmland, cattle waterer and rural water meter, the balance in waterways, very easy access with roads on two sides. Farm has many tile outlets and is a well-maintained farm. Located 9 miles east of Seneca on US 36 to T Road, then a half mile south. For inspection, contact Mike Kuckelman or Dale Wilhelm. This land auction Saturday, February 28th, begins 10 a.m. at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Seneca. Seneca Auction and Realty will conduct the sale.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. The cattle market is currently defined by a historic supply-demand squeeze. With the U.S. herd at its smallest level in decades, tight inventories are pushing cattle prices towards record highs. Surprisingly, consumer demand for beef has remained remarkably resilient despite rising costs at the grocery store. This creates a volatile environment where any news, from weather shifts to trade updates, causes outsized reactions in the markets as producers and retailers navigate this high-stakes landscape. Feedlot returns recently just did an update, and so what does that mean for the rest of 2026? Glenn Tonsor, K-State livestock economist, tells us a little bit more.
The good news is we're still starting the calendar year 2026 with positive returns. So the way this series works is, and I'm taking information from the Animal Science and Industry Department, marrying it up with Kansas market information, and then using forward-looking projections based off the futures market and historic basis. All those details, again, you can find on Ag Manager. But the projections for steers leaving Kansas feed yards basically now through July are positive returns over $500. And to put a bow on this for a moment, what's underneath that is fed cattle sales prices that are in the upper 230s, if not the low 240s, depending on which month. The placement prices, you know, 6-7 months earlier when roughly yearlings were coming in the yard, were in the 260 to maybe 270 range. And cost of gain was basically below $100. Add all that up, those are projecting positive margins. What changes by the time we get to like Labor Day, so specifically September and October closeouts are projected in this latest, that green heat turns red. So we're projecting losses on steers that leave. And the reason is no additional increases projected in sales prices, but higher cost of gain and much higher placement prices underneath that. So that profit margin's being projected to squeeze. I'll interject, I've been saying this for like 6 months and we kind of keep rolling it forward. And so far it hasn't kind of caught up to the feedlot sector, which is great for the feedlot sector. But that turning point that's on these projections is really important to watch going forward.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. On February 6th, the Environmental Protection Agency approved three over-the-top dicamba products. K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster explains a few of the rules that must be followed by applicators using these products. She lists what products were approved.
The EPA has approved, though, the three labels we're talking about are three dicamba labels. One is Ingenia from BASF. One is Tavium from Syngenta. So Tavium is the combination of dicamba and S-metolachlor, so dicamba plus dual. And then the third one is a product that is named Striax. So Striax is a Bayer Crop Science product that is basically dicamba with vapor grip. So it's essentially replacing the old Extendamax.
Lancaster highlights runoff regulations for Kansas growers.
One thing that will be slightly different is that these new labels align with the EPA's herbicide strategy. So there are requirements for runoff mitigation points. Generally speaking, all applications require three runoff mitigation points. However, if a field is located in a pesticide use limitation area, those fields are likely to require 6 points. Now, the good news for Kansas farmers is that the last time we had a dicamba label that we had, we're supposed to check stuff on Bulletins Live 2, we had zero PULAs for these applications in Kansas. So we have yet to really see what that's going to look like. The EPA is still refining those labels. One of the keys there is that an applicator needs to check the Bulletins Live 2 website no more than 6 months prior to their application.
There are speeds that the wind and sprayer need to be under when applying these herbicides.
One of the things that dicamba applications have really made important is for folks to have some sort of handheld weather meter that they can use to measure wind speed at the boom height at the time of application. Ground speed should be limited to 15 miles per hour or less. That might sound kind of silly, but there's research that shows that the faster your sprayer is driving, you're basically creating wind when you do that, right? And so you're increasing off-target movement.
That was K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster with a few of the rules for the three newly approved over-the-top dicamba products. Learn more at eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Hit sale day Monday at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales on 11 a.m. start with 13 black and white face heifers, replacement quality, weighing 900 to 1,000 pounds, 40 black steers and heifers weighing in at 5 to 6, 43 black steers and heifers 5 to 7, 26 black and red steers and heifers 650 to 700 pounds, 35 black and white face steers and heifers weighing 6.5 to 750. 47 black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 6, 30 black steers and heifers 5.5 to 7, 25 black steers and heifers 5 to 6, 31 black steers and heifers 5 to 6, 83 red and black steers 750 to 850, 30 black steers and heifers weighing 600 to 800 pounds, 40 black steers and heifers 5.5 to 750, 20 weighing in at 650 to 8, 7 black and red steers 6 to 700 pounds, 27 black and red steers and heifers weighing 5 to 6, 22 red and white face heifers 6 to 650, 7 black heifers 750 pounds, 15 black and red heifers 750 pounds, 6 black steers weighing 6 to 650, 12 black and red steers and heifers 450 to 5, 8 black bulls and heifers weighing 4 to 450, 9 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 5, 4 black steers and heifers weighing 6 to 650. Those early consignment listings for an 11 a.m. sale today at Beatrice 77 Livestock.
2026 will be a year of eating differently for many Americans. A look at some food trends today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, February 23rd, the 54th day of the year. Actress Emily Blunt has a birthday today. People who study the way we eat, snack, and prepare food say some trends are already evident in 2026. Our efforts to cut sugar and carbs continue, with many of us replacing starch and grain staples with sweet potatoes and roasted vegetables. Protein and food replacement drinks have become mainstream, while flash-dried meat and chicken snacks will find increased flavor. And an old spice is finding new respect. Turmeric. If you don't care for curry, don't worry. Renewed recognition of turmeric's healthy bioactive compounds means it's finding its way into all kinds of innovative menu items. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find lots of tasty recipes at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY and just 9 degrees with sunshine this morning. We'll begin a temperature roller coaster for the week ahead with a warm-up trend. Highs around 40 today, could be near 60 Tuesday and Wednesday, near 70 by week's end. Look out, though, Saturday, Sunday, cooler temps prevail.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a rough weekend for college basketball in the state of Kansas after the number 8 Jayhawks ended up falling to Cincinnati on Saturday with an 84-68 loss. The Jayhawks went into the end of the first half only 2 points down from the Bearcats, trailing 36-34, but could only put another 34 points on the board for the second half of the game. Overall, the Jayhawks went 27-61 for field goal attempts and 4-18 in three-pointers. The loss keeps them number tied for the number 3 slot in the Big 12 Conference right now with a 10-4 conference record, just behind Arizona at 12-2 and Houston at 11-3. It's a quick turnaround for the Jayhawks, but they're back in action tonight, back at home, taking on number 2 Houston. That tip-off tonight at 8 p.m. In Wildcat basketball, they struggled this weekend as well, losing on the road to number 13 with the Texas Tech Red Raiders on a 100-72 loss. They're still struggling at the bottom of the Big 12 Conference. Their next game is on Wednesday night, where they're on the road with a tip-off at 8 p.m. against the Colorado Buffalo.
Friday night basketball scores in girls action. Marysville took Abilene 57-43. Rock Creek over Clay Sutter 68-36. Concordia fell to Nemahal Central 46-35. Lynn girls took Frankfort 52-22. Valley Heights beat Onega 65-32. Washington County fell to Donovan West 61-24. Axtell girls lose to Clifton Clyde 56-45. Centralia beat Blue Valley 58-36. Marysville boys fall to Abilene 51-41. Rock Creek over Clay Center 70-43. Concordia took Nemahal Central 71-50. Frankfort beat Lynn 57-45. Valley Heights fell to Onega 58-49. Washington County over Donovan West 61-49. And Axtell beat Clifton Clyde 61-31.
The high school basketball season came to a regular season end on Friday as the Bulldogs hosted the Frankfort Wildcats. In our girls' contest, it was all Lynn. They jumped out to a 27-8 halftime lead and never looked back and round to a 52-22 victory. Lynn was led in scoring by 17 points from freshman Sophia Hills and 12 from Bailey Peters. Again, as Lynn girls win 52-22, Lynn finishes the regular season 18-5, 8-2, while Frankfort girls finished 7-16 and 2-7. In our boys' contest, it was a huge first quarter for Frankfort. leading 19-8 en route to a 57-45 victory for the Frankfurt Boys. Fred Rosequist led the way with 20 points, 17 in the first half, while Wes Anderson dropped in a cool 19. It was a dozen from Zach Hilgen and Tenapeace, Grayson Oldie, and Dalton Emke as Lynn Boys fall to Frankfurt 57-45. Lynn finishes his regular season 12-11, 4-6 in league. Frankfurt Boys finished 12-11 and 5-5.
Three Marysville Bulldogs fouled out late, falling to Abilene 51-41 in the regular season finale Friday. Marysville played the lead much of the early going in the ball game, but Abilene came on strong in the end, outscoring Marysville 12-9 in the third, 22-20 down the stretch for the 51-41 win. Led by Levi Evans and Colt Becker with 15 apiece, Marysville fouls out Mosier, Sedlacek, and Lee before it's all done. Ringstorff led scoring with 13. Hager came off the bench with a dozen. Abilene finishes 5-15. Marysville at 7-14 on the season. Lady Bulldogs beat Abilene 57-43. Casey Rush led scoring with 14. Kenley Holly, 11, all in the fourth quarter, including 8 of 8 free throws down the stretch. Top scorer for Abilene, Jessa Herman, with 16. Bulldogs finished 7-14. Abilene 4-16. 57-43, Lady Bulldogs. Substate action next week. Reporting for KNDY, I'm Bruce Stierking.
2A, 3A, substate pairings announced for play beginning this week. Marysville Boys are 11th seed, and Tippett 6th seed Jefferson West Thursday evening at 6. Marysville High Girls are 11th seed and open at 6th seed Oskaloosa Friday at 6. Both games live on KNDY. Valley Heights Girls are 3rd seed in the Mission Valley substate and host Washington County 14th seed Thursday at 6. Valley Heights Boys, number 17 seed, will not play, while the Washington County Boys are 12th seed at Valley Falls, the number 5 seed, Friday at 6. Hanover and Axtell Boys and Girls, Lynn and Blue Valley Girls receive byes in first-round action. Blue Valley Boys host Chase County and Lynn Boys host Wakefield Monday at 6. Frankfurt Boys will host Centralia Monday at 6. Centralia Girls draw a bye with the Frankfurt Girls at Canton Galva Tuesday at 6. Diller O'Dell and Southern Boys tip off sub-district play Tuesday. The Griffins face Lewiston at 7 at Falls City Sacred Heart. Raiders host Meridian Tuesday at 7. Bo Bussman and Keegan Waters advance to state wrestling, each winning consolation finals Saturday at the Beloit Regionals. Bussman took a 4-3 decision at 144 pounds. Waters won by fall at 150. They join Lady Bulldogs, Layla Schoonmaker, and Carly Throm advancing to state competition. Southern High wrestlers Wyatt Forney and Drake Troxel were Nebraska state champions in Omaha, Forney winning by decision 11-5 and Troxel winning 13-11. 7 Southern Raiders advanced to state.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
KNDY.